Susan, congratulations. This is a huge title to have.
Oh, thank you. I know we're only one of three councils in New South Wales, actually. So we found out last week that we have been certified carbon neutral, and we are over the moon. It's something we've really been focusing on for quite some time.
Yeah, and quite some time is quite right. How long has this plan been in the works?
Oh, look, we declared a climate emergency last year, but we have been focusing on sort of sustainability for, I've been on council 12 years, and it's really sort of always been in the background. Probably been a focus for about the last 4 to 5 years as like a really key priority. And rather than just sort of talking about it, we've started doing something about it, which is fantastic.
And so what have been the key things that you guys have done to reach this goal?
So first of all, we had to do a full audit of what we were doing, you know, how we were actually using our energy, and then looking at actually how we could reduce our emissions. So everything from installing solar panels on our buildings, retrofitting lights with really efficient technology, sourcing energy from renewable sources, and also even things like commencing our fleet, moving that into an electric vehicle approach. So introducing electric vehicle charging stations. There's kind of a whole suite of things that we've been doing, which then make us carbon neutral.
Yeah, right. And so how have you gone about measuring your greenhouse emissions and et cetera?
Look, it's a really detailed and complex audit that's done. And climate activists, we do that in partnership with them. They've got a very stringent process that you have to go through. So it's a bit like doing an accounting audit. So you can actually look at, you know, what you're spending money on, what you're doing in the environment, and then what your emissions are, and then how you're balancing those out through the installation of various measures and also purchasing of green power.
And so you've reached carbon neutral, as you've said, which, you know, is a huge, huge thing to have. And you did mention that you guys are quite over the moon. What's the next step in this process now?
So for us, we're really proud of it, but we want the whole of the municipality to also start really running with approaching carbon neutrality. So it's about, you know, working with our residents, working with our schools, our clubs, our businesses in education as far as what can they do to also, you know, follow suit, I guess. So we really want to be leaders and champion this. And so, you know, it's from everything from saying, okay, we work with the schools, they've got big brews. So how can they install solar panels? How can they look at upgrading their lighting? How can they actually purchase green power? And even saying to our residents, look, if you're not going to do anything, just look at your energy company purchasing green power so you can actually offset your emissions that way.
Well, I mean, as I said, it's a huge achievement. Susan, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us here on 2CR. Congratulations.
My pleasure, and have a great day.